Prince Rupert is removing partisan stickers from stop signs around town. Stop Harper stickers are popping up across the country, but Prince Rupert city staff says it's vandalism. Garen Gardner is the operations manager for the city of Prince Rupert, and he explains the city's position.
Well, when they get reported to us or we discover them, our position is to change them out. We can't be endorsing one political party or another, and it's a safety issue.
How is it a safety issue?
Well, if they're obstructing the signs or affecting the coating that's on there to make it less reflective, then they're not as effective for drivers.
Do you have any sense how many of these stickers are up on stop signs around Prince Rupert?
I believe so far we've changed over half a dozen, and they continue to roll in as we become aware.
Wow. And what's the cost of removing these stickers?
I just got a price yesterday from the distributor, and they're $53.30 per sign plus installation.
So there you go. Not cheap. For more on this, I'm joined by Wade Neach. He's a city councillor here in Prince Rupert. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you seen these stickers around town?
I sure have.
And what do you think of them?
Well, it's if I look at it like as an election thing, I mean, if I had went and posted stickers all over stop signs when I was looking to be elected, I don't think people would have been happy with having to unbolt signs to replace them in order to get me elected. So I think that it's not not the right way to display somebody's message. I think that it's costing the city taxpayers money to remove these and change them out, and I think that it's a misguided effort if somebody's political opinion is to not vote Harper in. Well, then maybe they should join a particular party, whether it's the Liberals, the Greens, or the NDP, and use their efforts towards other avenues rather than destroying public property, because to me that's it's costing Prince Rupert taxpayers money to fix this.
Yeah, we heard yesterday the figure of about $50 a pop per sign, but there's also all that labor as well. But what do you think this says about the argument for freedom of speech?
I don't think that it changed. If you want to show your opinion by posting a sign or something, I think, you know, everyone's got their right to the freedom of speech, but don't destroy, you know, municipally owned property to do that. You know, a sticker is something that's more permanent versus a sign or something that can be removed, you know, at a later date, because really this is about an election now that's on, I'm not sure the exact day, but October 19th, is it? Or
That's right, yeah.
So, you know, this is something that's short term. It's not something that's long term. So if you know, they want to voice their opinion, I'm sure they can make a sign that can last till that time. You know, something that can be posted around town, and I'm sure that most of the time they would just probably get left alone and be fine until that date. But as far as defacing property that costs money to repair, it's the wrong place to do it.
Right. So if somebody wanted to continue to put up the stickers, would there be a better place for them?
I recall even during the election for myself, again, I had a sign that was very close to a highway sign, and somebody actually complained about that. But it was not posted on a highway sign, but I believe that there is laws that you're not supposed to post signs, political signs, on highway signs. So obviously there's strategic places you can place these things. You know, you'll see them at every election around town where, you know, people put them all kind of in the same areas, and you can post a sign anywhere. Just don't post it on a highway sign or somewhere that has, you know, it can be distracting to a driver.
I'm speaking with Wade Neach, a city councillor here in Prince Rupert. Some could call this a guerrilla form of election advertising. I've noticed that Coquitlam is dealing with the same problem. It's costing them about the same amount of money to take these signs down. They have started to fine people if they catch them, $250. Is this something within the power of Prince Rupert?
Well, I would assume that we could change a bylaw to obviously make that to make that work. But you know, realistically, by the time we spent the money dealing with that to go through the legal channels to do it, the election's going to be over by then, and it's going to be a non-issue anyways. But I guess we could do it if we chose to go that direction.
Would you say that these stickers will have any influence in the end with how people vote in any event?
Personally, I don't feel that they're effective. I mean, I think if someone wants to voice their political opinion, they probably would be better off trying to back the person they feel is right to be there, rather than just, you know, putting up one sticker and trying to stop one person from being out there. Because I would assume that they have a particular party they want to see in power, and if they want that party to be in power, they should be helping that party. They shouldn't be stopping one and essentially trying to help three others, because helping three others is not going to get who they want elected.
Wade Nisch, thanks for your thoughts today.
You're welcome.
Wade is a city councillor here in Prince Rupert, and he joined us by phone this morning. What do you think about using city property for partisan politics? Have you noticed the Stop Harper stickers showing up on stop signs around northern BC? Do you think it's fair game, or do you think there should be charges attached to it? How seriously should cities be taking these stickers? Email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. Call us on our listener line, 1-866-340-1932. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at Daybreak North.